Anyway, today I have got Alison Elliott in the studio with me. Good morning, Alison.
Hi, Yvonne. Hi.
How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yeah, fine. Good. A nice day to come up to Alnwick, isn't it?
Beautiful. Enjoyed the drive.
Good. Alison works for Skills North East, who I believe are working in partnership with Gateshead College. Is this about right?
That's right.
That's right. But what I want you to do, Alison, because I'm a complete... I just can't get my head around all the programs available for people who are unemployed, and I don't know how they quite manage it, but I want you just to go through what it is at the minute that you're doing for people.
Yeah, sure.
And why you're here today, because you made contact with us because mm-hmm. you want to spread the word, is that right?
That's right. Yeah.
So if you just, you know, what's going on at the minute?
Okay, well, just to summarize, Skills North East do work in partnership with Gateshead College, and for those in this area, they probably don't know a lot about Gateshead College, but they are one of the country's best performing colleges.
Yes, I read. Uh-huh.
Their latest Ofsted inspection was outstanding. Mm-hmm. Consequently, our delivery has to be the same. Mm-hmm. As a consequence of being an outstanding college, they do attract a lot of funding from the Skills Funding Agency. And they're a government department who hand out money to provide training. And they're able to offer programmes like this outside the normal delivery area to support communities, you mm-hmm. know, who are struggling with unemployment at the moment. Our normal delivery centre is in Ashington, mm-hmm. Where, you know, South East Northumberland's got the highest rate of unemployment in the whole of the UK at the moment.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
So we've just been given another large pot of cash to, mm-hmm. to help out in this area. Yeah. So we have recently extended our service to Hexham, mm-hmm. And we're just on the brink of starting it in Alnwick as well. So that's what I'm here to tell you about today, right. You know.
And does that mean you'll be coming here, or you're just going to be promoting it here?
No, we're going to be delivering here. We're going to be using Alnwick Community Centre, which is not too far from the radio station, yeah. To deliver our classes. All of our classes are fully accredited courses. They're formal qualifications that you can, you know, add to a CV.
Right.
They're designed to support people back into work. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to fall into the trap that someone comes along and does course after course.
Yeah.
We do a lot of support with our learners to help them get back into work in mm-hmm. terms of...
What kind of things?
Well, we do a variety of courses. I'll talk to you about the one that we're going to be delivering in Alnwick, mm-hmm. And that is a customer service course. And that was recommended by the job centre. We work closely with job centres to find out what the need is, mm-hmm. you know, amongst the unemployed residents in a particular area.
Mm-hmm.
And customer service was highlighted because obviously you've got a lot of sort of hospitality and tourist trades in this area.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So we felt customer service was most appropriate. What we do is we deliver the course. Like I said, it's a fully accredited course. It's a level 2 qualification, which, you know, for those that aren't aware, it is equivalent to a GCSE grade A to C. That's the level that you'd be working mm-hmm. at. And our learners come along 2 days a week to the classes, and they're delivered by tutors who are experts who've worked in that field, mm-hmm. So they're able to offer support in and around the qualification.
They should be good motivators.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They do get support with CV writing, with job applications, preparation for interview, as well as obviously gaining a qualification mm-hmm. as well. And what we do find is that over the 8 weeks that the students are with us, their motivation levels certainly increase mm-hmm. because if you have a period of unemployment, it's very easy for your whole lifestyle to change. Mm-hmm. You know, you tend to, you know, wake up a little bit later, go to bed that little bit later. Mm-hmm. And suddenly, you know, after a few months, you find your whole lifestyle's changed. Mm-hmm. And what we try and do is, by coming along to our courses and having that little bit of routine for 2 days a week, we see it as a stepping stone into employment,
right.
To try and help with people's motivation, you know, and recognise the strengths and abilities that they mm-hmm. have. And obviously, you know, try and get them into real jobs. And currently, we've got about 27% of our students into jobs, and they're not just sort of, you know, short-term trials. Mm-hmm. They are proper jobs, you know, where people have got careers out of them.
Uh-huh, yeah, that's good. That's good that it's being structured like that. Mm. Because my concern is always that, you know, you do a course and then you're left back to where you were.
Exactly.
And
yeah.
It does sound as if you can get some out of it.
Yeah, we're very keen, you know, that throughout the course, our tutors meet with students 3 times, initially to find out, you know...
Individually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a short interview with their tutor where they'll assess, you know, what they're here for, why are they doing the course, what's mm-hmm. motivating them, because to be able to complete your studies, it is hard work, you know, it is an academic course, and mm-hmm. you have to have something at the end that's going to be a result. difficult. Mm-hmm. So we establish your learning styles and what's motivating you initially. Throughout the course, midterm, we'll have a chat with you to see how you're finding it, because a lot of our students, we're well aware, haven't probably done any education for a while. They're going to find it tough, but we're there to support them through it.
All right, I wondered because, you know, not everybody is academic.
No.
So when you're saying that it's a course that that would be A to C in a GCSE, that's quite a high standard.
It is, but the way that they're structured, we don't take any end of course exams, for example.
Right.
For anyone that's done any NVQs, it's very similar to an NVQ.
Where it's like coursework.
Yeah, it's coursework where you show and demonstrate levels of understanding, and you can do that in a variety of ways. You know, you can do a written piece, you could take part in a discussion, you could go out and find some research.
Right.
There's lots of different ways that you can demonstrate understanding. You know, it could be something as simple as drawing a diagram. So, you know, it isn't all reliant on written work. There is a large element of it, but we support you through that as well. We have students with us who are dyslexic, and we have classroom assistants who are there to support those as well. And we have materials that we use with dyslexic students. So we recognise that it is difficult, you know, that somebody might not have been in education for a while. And we always say, expect to find it difficult, but please come and talk to us. You know, we're here to help.
Yeah, you wouldn't want, you say, it was, for me, if I was in that position now, I think there'd be that fear that we might not be good enough for it. And in fact, you are good enough because you're there because you want to learn. It's not because there are other reasons for being in places like that, aren't there? That's why you're there, to learn.
Well, what we do as well, we always do a literacy and numeracy assessment with our students.
That would put me off.
Nothing counting. To worry about. No. It's a multiple choice paper, and it really is just an indication of what your current working level is, so that we know whether we need to support you, and also whether, you know, the course is just too far, you know, too much for you. And what we do in that occasion is we do literacy and numeracy training as well, where we can help improve that. If that's something that needs to happen before they're enabled, you know, to access one of the vocational courses, then we can support students with that as well. But I mean, our main centre is Ashington, and we do deliver other courses there as well. We do a very successful care course, because what we do is we look to see what vacancies are available in an area, and the care sector is a big employer in the area. So we developed this course to give students a really good bunch of qualifications to get them into that work. We do one that prepares them to work in adult social care, so you can be a support worker. And we also do one that prepares them to work in the NHS, so nursing assistant, support assistants. And that one's a very popular course as well. But we're just sort of trialling, you know, individual courses around the county with this extra pot of cash that we've been given. And really, you know, we're here to let people know that these courses exist. And if they want to come along, you know, we're more than happy to give them information and support them through their studies.
Good. But, I mean, that sounds sensible, because I do, you know, over the years, and I've kind of been around a while, and I've seen, you know, lots of schemes, and they're not always, I don't always feel that it's the right thing, you know.
Well,
I couldn't do any better myself, but I just wonder.
Yeah, we always try and keep sort of the learner as our main focus, you know, and the end result of getting them into work. You know, what we don't want to see is that they become eternal course doers. You meet someone with 10 courses, you know, at the end of the day, getting into employment is the main focus. And we've had lots of people, you know, from all of the different courses that we do that go into to really, you know, good careers.
Job. Somewhere to start
absolutely,
with. That's all you need. You just need a step
opportunity.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to get in, and, you know, that's what people are missing. So what are the hoops and paperwork that you have to do to get into these things? What have you got to do?
Well, initially, you would ring our office and book yourself into one of the induction days that we run. I'll give you the number.
I was going to say, we'll get the number at the end.
We'll do that at the end, yeah.
Yeah.
And what they would do, come along to one of our induction days where, you know, you will do your literacy and numeracy assessment. You will meet one of the tutors. You'll be given information about the course. You'll be shown some files of you know, previous students, so you know exactly what you're going to be getting yourself into. Yep. There's lots of opportunity to ask questions as well. We mm-hmm. always hold the induction days in the centres where they're going to be delivered, so you can see, you know, the environment you're going to be learning in. Mm-hmm. And then we start you on the next course. They're all in programmes, so you know you can pick up one every 8 weeks. Mm-hmm. And when you're on course, you will be given a schedule by your tutor of when you need to complete work. There is an element where they might have to do some home study as well. Mm-hmm. Our students all learn in different ways. You know, some people might, you know, prefer to take all the notes down and write it up neatly in class, whilst others might like to, you know, just make some notes and do their work at home.
Yeah.
You know, neither is the preferred option. It's mm-hmm. whatever suits the student, really. Yeah. By the end of the course, they have to have completed all the units. They have to have completed the guided learning hours. And if that's the case, if they've sort of done what their tutor's asked them, mm-hmm. the work is then assessed by another tutor who monitors the course. The good news
slightly
is,
independent, are
yeah,
they?
There's no end of course exam, which mm-hmm. you know a lot of people are anxious about.
Yeah, yeah.
And the course is assessed and to see whether they've reached the standard. Mm-hmm. And then someone from NCFE, who are the people who moderate these courses, they check that, you know, people in Alnwick are producing the same work as, say, someone in York, for
right,
instance.
So yeah.
And then sort of about 3 or 4 weeks after you've completed your file, the work is deemed as passed or failed.
Mm-hmm.
We have a very, very high success rate. You know, all of our students that complete pass the course, mm-hmm. it's only where students drop out.
Yeah, that they're going to lose
they don't, it. They don't pass the course.
Yeah.
We always give our files of work back to students as well. And the good news is they're part of the government's new QCF. And just to explain a little bit about that, it's called Qualification Credit Framework. And it means that you can gain credits so that it can work towards any higher levels of study.
All right.
So if
mm-hmm.
you do go into work and you've done a customer service course with us
mm-hmm.
and you've gained some credits and, you know, your new employer wants to put you through a higher level,
mm-hmm.
you can take those credits and it allows you to sort of leapfrog through, you know, mm. some of the work
yeah.
that you'd be doing at the
so
higher level.
So it is recognised.
Nationally recognised qualification, just because we're doing them in Alnwick Community Centre.
Yeah,
you know,
it doesn't mean they're any less.
Yeah, uh-huh. they're not of any less value at all.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you would expect to do the same course in Gateshead College or, mm-hmm. you know, any of the other colleges around the country.
And on the actual days that you come, are they set days?
They are, yeah. I mean, in Alnwick, we're going to be here on a Tuesday and Wednesday. Your day is very structured. You'll come in for 9:30, you'll you know begin your studies. You have a mid-morning break, you have a lunch break and an afternoon break,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be finished around about 3.
Mm-hmm.
It's slightly longer in Ashington. It's just down to the availability of mm-hmm. the room.
So it's a bit like a school day.
It is,
but
yeah.
that might put some people off. But it's a means to an end, isn't it?
It's completely different to school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, our classes are made up of a very diverse group of people.
Mm-hmm.
In any one group, you could have a 17-year-old who's never had a job before.
Yeah.
You could have someone in their 50s who's worked, you know, a number yeah. of years and been made redundant.
Yeah.
And they all work very well together because they all bring different experiences to the group discussions that we have.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, they're learning from each other as well.
Possibly people that you wouldn't normally associate with.
Yeah.
If you're 17, you wouldn't,
absolutely.
Unless it was your parents, you
yeah.
wouldn't get to meet people
yeah.
like that, would you?
They do bond very well as a group. Mm-hmm. A lot of our classes, you know.
How big are the classes? Or does it depend?
It depends on which subject. I mean, generally, we look to run classes of about 20 students.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They're slightly bigger than that in the care course because it's a very popular course. But generally, around about 20. But, you know, getting back to, yes, people will feel anxious. It is, you know, at the end of the day, you're doing a qualification. But we try and support each one of our learners through
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone's different. Everyone needs different
yeah,
needs. And that's
yeah.
why we meet with the students 3 times.
Yeah.
It's
an 8-week course and mm. you meet with them 3 times.
Yeah.
That's probably more than you would get at school.
Absolutely.
That's very intensive, actually.
Yeah.
And it's,
I think that's the difference. You know, what makes Gateshead College an outstanding college?
Uh-huh.
You know, we do things like that to support the learners and all the other things that go on around the course, such as, you know, helping them with interviews, preparing them for, helping them with job applications,
yeah.
all of that.
Mm-hmm.
It all adds up together.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've been asked quite a few times, we are actually running sort of like a little job club in mm-hmm. effect, because,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have notice boards with jobs, we do job
right.
searching,
mm-hmm.
They have discussions about interviews, so,
uh-huh.
you know, there'll be people who've had interviews, people who haven't had interviews,
yeah.
and you share from those
experiences.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And we haven't got a lot of time left, but one thing I want to ask you, and it was on my list to ask anyway, but we have chatted about it just slightly before, how else you're getting the message across, because obviously Lionheart's got a fairly restricted area. We'll cover the whole of Alnwick, but how else are you getting the word out?
Well, we have run an advertisement in local papers in the Ashington area, which we're looking to extend in this area as well.
Yeah.
We do have posters, which there'll be posters in the community centre that I'll be leaving there. Mm-hmm. You can also ring the office, you know, to find out information.
Do you want to give me that number this time and we'll repeat it?
It's 01670. It's an Ashington number.
Uh-huh.
And it's 810809. And you'll speak to the staff there and just book yourself into the next induction.
It's as easy as that.
It takes about a minute.
Yeah.
And then come along for about 2.5-3 hours, find out about the course, have a look at some of the completed files and see if it's for you.
Yeah. And how often are the induction courses?
We run them in Alnwick. This is the first one we've done. We'll probably run them in this area probably every 10 to 14 days.
Mm-hmm.
Although we run them in Ashington weekly, and that's just due to the volume of clients that we deal with there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's on a sort of as and when need.
If we
had a bunch of 10 clients, we'd come and
just
do an induction.
Makes sense, I suppose, to get people together a bit. But what about TV then, because I hear you've had a bit of response on that.
We have been featured in the BBC's Inside Out program since June last year. Actually, they were doing a program about unemployment in the northeast, and they decided to study, come along and find out what we did and what our learners were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And they picked up on a couple of learners, and one of them they've tracked, you know, away from our delivery centre as well.
Uh-huh.
And she managed to gain employment. Actually, we've got another sister company, a domiciliary care company,
mm-hmm.
Olivia Grace Care, and Sharon was taken on as one of the support workers working for them.
So is the television programme sort of following her a bit?
It is. It follows her, you know, it followed her while she was studying. It tracked her to an interview and, you know, what her home life's like and how it's changed her home life as well. And now that she's working as well, so, you know, hopefully we'll be on it again shortly.
That's good. I mean, it's good because that just helps you get the message across, because it must be difficult. I mean, it is.
I mean, when you look at the figures, you know, in Northumberland, they're really quite high at the moment, the rate of unemployment, and we're not seeing people who are long-term unemployed anymore. We're seeing people from all different kinds of backgrounds. A lot of people have had employment for years and they've just been made redundant and obviously shell-shocked and don't know what's available.
That's probably just as hard as not having a job, because you're completely fresh to the market, aren't you?
And so, you know, we see a complete different group of people each time. We're seeing induction or a different class.
Good. Well, thanks very much, Alison, for coming along. We've kind of nearly run out of time. We've only got a few minutes left, so I'll have to get sorted with the next show. But thanks for coming along. I'm going to say your number again. It was 01670 810809.
That's right.
And that'll get you through to what? Who will it get you through
to? It's Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah, okay. Sarah's our admin, and she'll sort everyone out with appointments for inductions, whether they want to come to Alnwick or whether they want to come to Ashington.
And the group is called Skills Northeast.
It is,
that's
where
it's connected to the Gateshead College.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again for coming along.
Thanks.
And, you know, hope you have a lot of success in Alnwick, because obviously it's important.